code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 5th of November, 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and on the website you'll see lots of previous talks I've given, where I try to tie a lot of the machinery together that creates this big system that we live in, and I try and show you how we're guided down through time by those who do the planning. And after all, if we don't plan our own future, someone else will. That's the history, really, of what they call civilization. Civilization itself is not just a progress towards something. No one defines progress at the lower levels. We think it's to do with technology and toys that are given to us. It's much bigger than that. It's progress towards a particular ending, a planned society under a single world-type system. And I try to tie it together by showing you the big players that are involved, the big think tanks that create public policy, and your governments that sign these policies basically into their formats and their laws, which affect all of us. Also look into Alan Watt's sentientsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download, written in the various languages of Europe. And I'm sure everyone is probably happy to get the main election over and done with, and the hoopla is over, and all the pre-written, scripted speeches have been made, and the public are ready to have another few years of another bunch coming in and decimating their purses as we move towards, as I say, this brave new world scenario. Now that the fascist side has set up the machinery over the last few years for world total control, and also at home as well for total individual scrutiny and observation, we now have the other side coming in to complete it at home. And that's what's going to happen now, as they basically sabotage the system in the US. And Canada, of course, will follow suit, because we're part of the American conglomerate. We're being amalgamated into the Americas once again. And it wouldn't matter if you had a Muppet put in there. I was thinking that today, that the Cookie Monster wasn't bad. At least you could play the drums, you could do something of some use, and he had some originality in him. Whereas the guys that we are given basically to the public because of supposed backgrounds, which are generally pretty well fictitious. They have as much in common with the working people as, well, the Queen does. And you'll find the policies that are put in now have already been written up long before this person was even picked and chosen to be the president, and of course not by the people. It's sad to live so many years and watch the same game in every country across the world with this party and that party, and how they play this tandem game of theirs, this ping pong game to keep the public from having natural revolutions. It's really something, because growing up in Europe, I used to watch the Labour Party coming in, and they were basically the Democrats, and they'd always nationalise things, and they'd run up massive bills, etc., of public tax money and squander it, and then they'd say they'd have to privatise it when the Conservatives would get in, and they would then privatise it and basically sell it off to their buddies for peanuts after the taxpayer with the previous bunch had renovated the whole system and paid for it. And this went back and forth for my whole lifetime, basically, when I lived over in the UK. The same thing is happening in America with public-private agreements. I'll be back with more about this after the following break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. And I'm talking about how the big game works. As I say, when one side is in, they tend to nationalize things, pump public money into it, put the taxpayer on the hook for repairs to big institutions, the institutions being railways and things that we really need to keep the system going, of commerce and so on, and how they basically sell to their buddies when the next party comes in. This has been happening for over 100 years this way. And in democracy or democratic countries, we tend to vote the last bunch out when we get so sick of them, because we see through their arrogance. The average Joe in the street sees through their arrogance. We see the money they squander, and it's no coincidence that the big bubble in the financial sector was meant to burst just before this election to make sure that the boy who was authorized to get in did get in. And it was also interesting to hear the Canadian press commentating on his speech. And these speeches at the end, of course, are written maybe a year ago in case they win. And it was interesting to hear that the commentator said that there's nothing you can pin Obama down on, because everything he says basically is emotion, it's emotively based, and there's no real facts there. You get statements like the American dream, so you're going to have another dream for a few years. And New Dawn, of course, was mentioned, very occultic, and something about the light and all that. Again, occultic coming in. Religious terms as well, but nothing concrete to do with any policies. And therefore, we have very smart people at the top, as we know, who will manage this man and bring him through into the next phase of the Sovietization at home of the system I haven't heard him say that he's going to take down all the security barriers within the U.S. that's crippling people with their travel and their personal lives. I've heard none of that. In fact, if anything, he's standing up for the military abroad and all the usual stuff. So he's a systems man. And unfortunately, all those who cried and did the Hollywood stuff for him last night will take a few years to find this out. But that's tough cheese, because the masses never really look too deeply into anything anyway. They want a savior. They want someone who's a god, a big Santa Claus that will fix everything for them personally very quickly. And it reminds me, too, of the old biblical idea of an ancient Israel that could commune directly to its God. Everyone could commune directly to the God. And they wanted a king, like all the other tribes around them, a representative on earth. And of course, once you got the king in, then you've got to get him a big throne and get him fancy clothes and keep him in style. And you go the way of the world. But it's also human nature. People want to worship humans. And everything today is public relations. The whole image of those who supposedly run for candidacy is created. It's a fiction that's projected to the public. There's nothing about these people or their lives that isn't either fictional or very, very dressed up for public consumption. That's how it is. And as I say, it wouldn't matter if you had a Muppet in, because those behind the scenes will still run this part of the game as well, as they have in the past. And that's all I have to say about politics, because I've never really got involved in politics in my life. I've watched them. I've analyzed them. I know the games. And as I say, when you go into really deep study to find out big think tanks and organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations that have their men scattered throughout government and bureaucracy. They also have their men often in politics as well. And they're supposedly a non-political organization. And yet everything they've ever published about what they'd like to happen in the world just comes about. Because they do create public policy for governments, just like the Rand Corporation. Look at the big players in the Rand Corporation that's always advising governments on the future. And you'll find most of them are all CIA and FBI employees. That's the reality of the world. Those who believe in democracy live in a total and complete fiction. Run by Hollywood, directed by Hollywood, speech written by Hollywood, false emotive content about dreams and so on. And that's all you get is the dream. Or generally it's the nightmare. So help us all. Now, what's also happening in this world is something to do with the Middle East. I've been on about for a long time, and that was a setup of Israel. I went through some of the history of Israel, not just starting with the old Zionist movement and the Rothschild days in the 1800s, where he financed Russian Jewish immigration into Palestine, as it was called then. Then the massive immigration that came building up to World War II and afterwards. But I've also gone into the colonial powers and those who were given the job of directing Palestine on behalf of Britain and behalf of the Queen, actually, like Sir Ronald Storrs, and what he wrote in his own books. One of them was called Orientations. And he gives the history of the build-up of this future state of Israel. It was no surprise to him in the 30s that it was being built up to be a state and also an arm of Britain, because he calls it a new Ulster, an Ulster to be set up in the Middle East. And if you know the history of Ulster, they did the same thing from England, from London, I should say, really, when they set up Ulster in Ireland to be a thorn in the side for centuries. And it ties in with it too, because from the Israel Today magazine, Friday, October 24th, it says here, Shimon Peres to be knighted by Queen Elizabeth. Israeli media reported this week that the Israeli embassy in London and Buckingham Palace are close to an agreement on having Queen Elizabeth confer honorary knighthood on Israeli President Shimon Peres when he visits the UK next month. The appointment would make Peres a Knight Commander in the Order of St. Michael and St. George, a title, now listen to this, usually reserved for British colonial affairs officials, foreign service officers, and high-ranking diplomats in Commonwealth countries. In Commonwealth countries, I'll repeat that for the harder thinking. However, the Queen has on numerous occasions appointed foreigners to the order. Among some of the most famous are Bill Gates. Well, my, the self-made man, ha, ha, ha. I love these self-made men stories. They're so popular amongst the people. And former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. The honorary nature of the appointment means Perez will not be entitled to prefix Sir before his name, but that's not true. They can amongst each other of his peer group. Israeli Foreign Ministry sources cited by the Jerusalem Post warned that Israeli media's focus on the story could prevent Perez from being knighted during his upcoming visit, as opponents of the move will now try to scuttle it. So there you are. Why would the Queen be handing out all these knighthoods? And what's so important about getting a knighthood? It's obviously very important to a lot of people. Look at all the big players in the Council on Foreign Relations, the US branch of the Royal Institute of International Affairs. They have been given titles and brought into the knighthoods. Even Gorbachev was brought in as a knight. That's quite interesting. You find even top gangsters had on their wish list the wish to be knighted by the Queen if they gave enough money to charity. Quite something. But people don't ask the right questions, do they? In fact, they don't ask any questions at all. They like to listen to emotion and promises of dreams and all that kind of stuff. We're going into an age now where services and basically secular humanism can only go in one direction, and that is into the world of madness. You see, secular humanism is based on the fact that man is just a malleable creature that can be trained and remolded like any other animal. And we have seen the techniques and the multi-millions of dollars have been spent over the last 100 years in psychiatry and psychology and criminal rehabilitation, especially on the side of perverts and so on, where they've found out after all this massive spending spree they've had and all these ideas and theories have been tested out, they can't change their behavior. They can't do it. But what's even more important is how the authorities have been taken away from parents and handed over really to schools. I had an article given to me a couple of weeks ago to do with the fact they'd set up almost torture-like chambers in some schools in Britain as an experiment based on some of the ideas from Guantanamo Bay for unruly pupils, where they literally set them in a locked room that was all darkened and the walls blackened, and they can only stare at a corner for hours after on end. Now, if the parents were to do that to their own children today, they'd be in jail, but the teachers can get away with incredible things. Because you see that the generation who brought up those children in turn had been socialized or domesticated, which means the same thing. And they expect the state to take care of their children, and they now tacitly accept the fact that the state has more authority over the child than they do. Things are happening today which have caused riots in the past. Riots from parents. But not today. Not with domesticated parent generation. Here's one of the wacky ideas that is now getting put into effect in Britain, in the British schools, from the BBC. 3rd of November 2008. Foot massages can calm unruly pupils. Disruptive school children in South London will be given foot massages by the rapists. I like to call them the rapists rather than therapists. They help get their aggressiveness under control. And I'll read more of this when I come back from this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just discussing how the great secular humanists that run the world have now decided that the problem with young men who become unruly in school is they need their feet massaged, apparently, and they're going to spend big money to do so. Funny how they're always discovering things, eh? I never ever caught on to it. I thought it was hormones that was kicking in with me at school. Never dawned on me I need to get my feet massaged. And it says here, reflexologists will visit 74 primary and secondary schools in Lambeth and tend to children under 13. This will come all over the place. It will catch on like wildfire across the Western world. And now, primary school is from 5 years on and up. It says the council has budgeted £90,000 next year for reflexologists from London-based charity Bud Umbrella. The council said it makes no apologies for using different and innovative methods to tackle aggressive children. See, parents were doing things wrong all along, all down through the centuries. They should have been tickling their feet, you see. That's the, mind you, not anyone can tickle it properly. You need a properly trained reflexologist, apparently, to get the proper, you know, yin and yang pressure points. Bud Umbrella's website says the therapy can calm aggressive feelings, improve listening skills and concentration, as well as relieve anxiety and stress. I wish I'd caught on to this when I was young. A spokeswoman for Lambeth Council said, again, she makes no apology for using different innovative methods, but this obviously won't replace more traditional ways of dealing with antisocial behavior. We need to deal with the root cause, that's a little pun there, the root cause of young people's behavioural problems and nip them in the bud. That's another little pun, obviously, to do with the charity that's got the contract. The council said it put an extra £2 million into youth services and its programmes and used traditional and innovative measures to tackle antisocial behaviour. It said its programmes had led to a 50% increase in attendance and 60% decrease in exclusions among young people in the borough, which is a lie because, you see, they're actually putting them in young offenders' institutions if they don't go to school and threatening their parents to do the same with them if they don't send them to school. That's why they're going to school. Reflexologists apply pressure on specific points on the feet to treat a number of conditions. Wow. Wow. So there you go. Things are going to get crazier and crazier. And I said years ago, the hardest thing as you go through into this brave new world, this new world order, will be to hang on to your sanity as we go through it, because you'll have madness from all directions. At least it appears to be madness from all directions. And here's another piece of nuttiness. And we get lots of nuttiness because there's so many stories out there to try and spin a truth away from the facts and the truth. Generally, when something is exposed, it's intended to cover up something else which is becoming known to the public. So we're spun off in a different direction. We know that autism has been skyrocketing since the 60s, really the 50s and 60s, and we know that we had pretty well low levels of it before certain vaccinations were given to children. The new type of autism generally comes in within a week to 2 weeks after the child has been given its first major three shots, the triple shots, and about 18 months of age, and then it suddenly deteriorates. The child deteriorates and stops saying mama, daddy, and so on. And I won't. It doesn't say that again. And here's what the experts have come up with. They're from the BBC, 4th of November, 2008. Rainfall autism theory suggested rainfall. People are getting paid to come up with these theories, you know. Increased rainfall, or something linked to it, may be connected to the development of autism, scientists say. The theory is based on child health and weather records from three US states, but has been given an icy reception by UK experts. That's how the British humour is, an icy reception. The work appears in Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. Rising rate of autism up by some measures from 1 in 2,500. That's what it used to be, one child in 2,500. And it's now 1 in 150 children. It's amazing. See, this is what I mean about when something as drastic as this happens and there's no crisis made about it, you can tell there's something else behind it. It's the same with the sperm count plummeting since the 50s in the males of the West. Every year they give us the data. Every year they tell us it's lower and lower, we're almost sterile. But there's no crisis made about it. Same here. It used to be one child in 2,500 would get autism. Now it's every child in 150. A child in 150. It's been attributed mainly to improvements in the way doctors are able to recognize the disorder, which is utter rubbish because it's easily recognizable. However, scientists from Cornell University say this does not exclude a factor which may be independently increasing the number of children growing up with the condition. They calculate average annual rainfall for California, Oregon, and Washington State between 1987 and 1999, then looked at autism prevalence rates in the children growing up during this period. They found that rates could be linked to that amount of precipitation in a state between these states. They added, autism prevalence was higher for birth cohorts that experienced relatively high precipitation when they were younger than 3 years. The reason for the link, if it exists, might not be directly related to rainfall, although the scientists said it was possible that the process of rainfall might affect the chemicals to which children were exposed while they're spraying the hell out of the skies. Have you looked up for the last 10 years? But this has been around for a lot longer than 10 years. I'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, just going through some of the nuttiness of today on tonight's show. The nuttiness will get worse and worse as the scientists get paid, of course, to dream up these theories and practice crazy things on the public. But here's a spin on autism. They have to come up with something, you see. But what they don't explain is the fact, you see, it's always been raining in the same countries, and they didn't have autism before the rain. Maybe they should have started on that premise rather than catching a hold of this idea and running with it. It says here, they also suggested that being forced to stay indoors for longer periods could affect development, perhaps by increased exposure to television. They're all watching TV, you see, when they're a year old, a year and a half, or to household chemicals, or even through a lack of vitamin D produced by being out in the sun. Well, they're not out playing at that age much, you see. However, they made it clear that none of these was more than a theory and called for further research to see if the link was a real one. The real causes are staring them in the face, but they won't go there. Mark Lever, chief executive of the National Autistic Society, said the latest theory would join a succession of others advanced about the condition and its origins. He said in recent years, autism has been linked to factors as varied as older aged fathers, early television viewing, vaccines, food allergies, heavy metal poisoning, and wireless technology, to name just a few. Some of these theories are little more than conjecture or have been discredited. Others seem more promising and are in need of some further study. You're darn right they are, because they will not touch the inoculations, you see. It's very, very important to them, apparently, to keep this agenda going. Very important indeed. And here's another article, because I mentioned in the past how we're always given examples of helping the sick and the infirm or those who have terrible debilitating diseases as the reason why they're going ahead with cloning. We've had all that in the past, but we haven't seen anything come out of it except magic mice and Dolly the Sheep so far. And the fact that the Japanese apparently have brought a mouse back to, well, they've cloned a mouse that was put in cryogenics 16 years ago. And they're jumping from that to the possibility of bringing back a hairy mammoth. So that's really going to help the sick. But getting back to the sick again, this is from CBS News. And it's from November the 2nd, 2008, Harnessing the Power of the Brain. Scott Pelley reports how brain-computer interface may help the paralyzed in the future. Now, we know they really care about people who are sick. We can tell by the amounts of disability pensions they give them. It's enough to scrape through if they're lucky, if they can go to food banks as well. So they're spending all these millions of dollars to implant certain people and test it out. Now, we know DARPA came out with the first one where they put a chip in a paralyzed victim, paraplegic, and connected him to a computer, and through thought, apparently, he was able to send occasional email. I say occasional because it doesn't work all the time. But this is not the real purpose, of course. These are simply the material to be used. There's so many of them. They're willing to try anything on an individual basis, and they allow themselves to be experimented upon. But the real reason is to get something into the public in the future. Ebert, the guy who used to be in Cisco, and Ebert is on a YouTube video, I think it's YouTube, where he's talking to one of the big players, big talk show host on television, about the coming brain chip. It's out in the open today. And it's nothing to do with helping paralyzed people. But I'll continue with this front story here. It says here, once in a while we run across a science story that's hard to believe until you see it. That's how we felt about the story when we first saw human beings operating computers, writing emails, and driving wheelchairs with nothing but their thoughts. Quietly, the number of laboratories and astounding technologies developing that directly connects the human brain to a computer. It's like a sudden leap in human evolution. Here's that sudden leap again. A leap that could one day help paralyzed people to walk again and amputees to move bionic limbs. As correspondent Scott Pelley reports, the connection has already been made for a few people, and for them it has been life-changing. Scott Mackler was a husband, father, and successful neuroscientist, established Joe, when he received perhaps the worst news imaginable. At the age of 40, he could run a marathon in 3.5 hours, but it was about that time he discovered he had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. It's strange too, Lou Gehrig's disease and all these other diseases that are chronically debilitating are often associated with the inoculations that they get too. Even have warnings on some of the flu shots for things like this. I know the future holds a lot of love and joy and pride that life goes on, and I'll be watching along the way, and I love you very much, and I'll see you, he said in a home video. This is what he said after having his particular chip put in. Today, Scott Mackler's mind is sharp as ever, but his body has failed. Doctors called it locked-in syndrome. Scott and his wife, Lynn, learned to communicate with the only thing he has left, eye movements. Recently, Scott found a new voice. Can anyone hear the PC? I apologize for the quality of the voice, he asked in writing. Scott wrote these words one letter at a time with nothing but his thoughts and the help of what's called a brain-computer interface, or BCI. He wears a cap that picks up the electrical activity of his brain and allows him to select letters by simply thinking about them. Then the computer turns his sentences into speech. I hate being helpless and when other people put words in my mouth, he wrote. Well, this is a very unusual interview for 60 Minutes. We've done something we never ever do, and that is we've submitted the questions in advance because it takes Scott a little while to put the answers together using the BCI device, Pelley remarks. And it goes on and on and on. But here's how they introduced it to the public under almost a charitable reason, and we accept that very, very simply. Now, we've got to jump back in reality again and think, now, government has been going on a marathon itself through totalitarianism, who have admitted they have got to have all relation, all information on everyone in data computers at all times. For a totally controlled society, everyone must be predictable, therefore all information is gathered. The present project is called Total Information Network. Total means total for those who don't know. For those who don't know, look it up in the dictionary. Total Information Network. That's everything you say, do, whoever you communicate to with, whatever means you use. It also means all your banking, your income, your money going out, what you purchase, what you eat, everything. Total Information Network. It also has your personal data on your relationships to the groups you attend, to people you know, and then what their relationships are as well. And this is where the world is going. And if you think they're going to give you these brain chips and these computer interfaces to help you, you're up a gum tree. Think of the power. Think of the power that governments will have when they have the ability to monitor every individual, and not only a one-way monitoring, they can also put information back in. In other words, someone's programming you and something's interfacing with you. And that really is the goal, because I've read the documentation before from the first major science meetings at the Loyola University in Louisiana, when the world science community got together dealing with the brain chip and how they would get the public to accept it. It's all ready to go, they said. It's only a matter of getting the public to actually accept it. And they said that this would be done mainly through fiction, through movies and novels, science fiction, and so on. And sure enough, the meeting was almost over, not quite over, and that movie came right out. To do with the brain chip of the main character, in a world where everyone was brain chipped in the movie. So that's how it's done. And the whole idea is to monitor people. They also said at that meeting that regional computers, and the regional is a term that's used now for areas and countries that are grouped together, but it also means centralization when you go into documentation on regionalism. Centralization. So centralized computers will be able to program you and everyone else in that area. And they said that you won't have your own voice in your head, you'll have many whispers of many people as information goes back and forth from people to the central computers, and data is fed to the people from the computers. You won't have peace and quiet anymore. So now all I have to do is to get the people to accept it. And that will come with the next big crisis that comes along. And when they can tell you, which they will, that they can calm you down by using your own chemicals in your body, your own brain chemicals to tranquilize you, simply by stimulating a part of the brain through the help of these chips, that will be a side effect of it. People will love it. People will love it. And for a very few people, they'll have to mandate and force them because they won't take it. Most people will take this technology. I can guarantee it. I'm not being pessimistic. I just watch the masses. And I talk to the masses often. Now, we'll go to the callers now. I can get this page up again. And see who's on the line. Yeah, there's Keith from Texas. Are you there, Keith? Okay, is Elena there from Texas? Elena. Hello? Okay. Is Judd from New York there?
Hello? No.
Hello?
Hello. Alan?
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging in here, as always.
Did you see any chemtrails today?
Pardon?
Did you see any chemtrails in the sky?
I saw lots of them today, yeah.
See them all the time over here, too. I don't know. I want to tell you, I don't know, because everybody's talking about, the election now. And I don't watch the TV at all.
Yeah.
And it's funny how, like, even when you avoid the TV, you're still getting propagandized by the people who are watching the TV.
I know, I know. And they'll even use the phrases that's downloaded into them back to you.
Yeah, and today at my job today, somebody comes in. Mm-hmm. It's a black guy, and he's like, gives me a high five. He's like, yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him like, what did we do?
Yeah.
And how what's that going to change?
Mm-hmm.
And then he looked at me, and he thought about it, and he came to his senses. He's like, you're right.
That's right.
and it reminds me of a quote I was reading in Jack C. Lowe. Can I read it? It's a paragraph.
Yeah.
And he says, modern man can think only in terms of figures, and the higher the figures, the greater his satisfaction. He looks for nothing beyond the marvelous escape mechanism that technique has allowed him to offset. The very repercussions caused by the life technique forces him to lead. He's reduced in the process to a near nullity. Even if he is not a worker on the assembly line, his share of autonomy and individuality initiative becomes smaller and smaller. He is constrained and repressed in thought and action by an omnivorous reality, which is essential to him and imposed upon him. He is no longer permitted to display any personal power. Then suddenly, he learns that the airplane his factory manufactures has flown at 700 miles an hour. All his repressed power soars into flight in that figure. Into that record speed, he sublimates everything that was repressed in himself. He has gone one step further toward fusion with the mob, for it is the mob as a whole that is moved by a performance that incarnates its will to power. Every modern man expresses his will to power in records he has not established himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
That says it all.
Yeah.
It does say it all. It's true enough. When you see millions of people all expecting someone they don't even know, mm-hmm. all they have is the public relations projection they've been given
yeah.
about an individual. In an age where they admit at the top that governments, there's so many governmental departments, no one person can even get used to them all and count them all. There's that many of them, never mind the president. But they expect one person to make everything just better. It's like a child, you know, who cuts his hand and goes up to daddy or mummy and says, kiss it better. Make it all better for me. That's how they treat people like deities. It's just astonishing. And more so in America, because, again, they've been brought up by Hollywood. And Hollywood truly has given them the lone gunman that they can come in and clean up the dirty old town. However, everybody else sits back and just takes it easy. They got used to this image that someone's going to do it all for them, but not themselves, of course.
Yeah.
So it's astonishing to see paternalism come in this way, where a big daddy comes in and grown adults burst out in tears. It's just astonishing to watch this.
Yeah, and Jack C. Lowe also said that he said you can only stare and marvel at a system that can distill poison and give you the antidote.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And this has been well taught, you see, well taught in the very schools that Obama and Cheney and all the rest of the crew at the top went through. They were taught this stuff, mm-hmm. The stuff that Lowe's talking about. And they're taught the sciences and the mentality of the mass man. And they'd never say anything off the cuff by themselves. They always read their speeches or they memorize their speeches. They're just actors on the stage.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call, Alan, and I'll call you in the future.
Okay, you hang in there.
You too.
And that's the key to it. If we truly cannot stand up for ourselves, and mind you, I must admit, it's getting harder for people to do it in a society which is so restricted. We're restricted in what we do. People are worrying and scurrying to keep jobs, to change jobs and try and get higher pay in an economy which was planned to go down the tubes when they signed the NAFTA and the GATT treaties and allowed all the factories, etc., to move over to China. In fact, they paid them to move over to China with your tax money. That was part of the treaty, without replacing jobs for those people who are now out of work. And people are really stressed out these days. They don't want to go into heavy books when they come back home and find out what's really going on. They switch on that that television set, which truly is the most amazing drug. It is a drug, and it's the best tool for indoctrination that's ever been developed. It keeps people passive, and it keeps them in a hypnotic state. Now, children, it's well understood in psychology, are in a natural hypnotic state. They drift in and out of it every few minutes, in fact, from a dream world to what they're doing is they play. But they've managed to update this and bring adults into it too. In fact, they've grown up, never coming out of the hypnotic state. We'll be back with more after this break.
United States of America survive a total breakdown, disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny? Does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross. Americans, Paul Revere's words still ring true. The redcoats are coming, but today they swapped their redcoats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide. After you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Matrix, and we'll see if Andrew from British Columbia is there. Are you there, Andrew?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, hi. I was looking at a copy of America Under Attack, a Newsweek extra edition that came out after 9/11.
Uh-huh.
And there's an embed of a skull giving us the finger.
Yep.
Oh, you know that?
I had heard that already, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, they do have their symbols all over the place in plain view, usually.
Okay.
And the public never really catch on. They love their little... Disney Disney is the same. I don't know if you looked at Disney cartoons, and they'll have phallic symbols and penises in their background and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch up on YouTube on that.
Right.
But they do love to put it in plain view, and right. The public never seem to catch on, you know.
Yeah. It's almost like they're inviting us to catch on.
It's taunting really? Us. It's taunting us at the same time. And again, it's also saying, well, what are you going to do about it, you know?
Yeah. And maybe even hopefully asking us what we want to do about it?
You'd like to think so. I know a lot of the guys in the media who belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, they're allowed certain dissenting opinions on the main agenda, minor opinions, and sometimes they'll put their little bit in there. Even the cartoonists will do it. I don't think people even realize even cartoonists can belong to these societies as well. Anything that gives you public opinion generally is controlled in our culture.
Yeah. Another thing about this this Newsweek image about after 9/11, it's if you look at it, it's the extradition America under attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a photo.
Yeah.
It's an artistic thing. And
an artistic rendition, yeah.
Exactly. And if you look at it, it's a serpent attacking an unwitting sheep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right. And of course, in the occult side of it, they are the serpent and we are the sheep.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And the attack is happening at the corner of the building.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I know. Anyone who's watched all those videos are coming down, they've seen controlled demolitions.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it. This was planned. As I say, they needed something to kick off 2001, and that was planned. I have no doubt about it whatsoever. To bring in, look what's happened to the world since 2001. And, of course, everyone thought at the time we'll have to fight over there, and it never dawned on them you'd have totalitarianism back home as well. And that's really the object of it. That's what came out of it, totalitarianism. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. And it's not just the U.S. It's all Western countries went into action at the same time with the same totalitarian laws. And now we're going into the global society where we're all to be chipped and monitored and we're global citizens. Another thing that Barack Obama kept talking about in his speeches was global citizenship, the term that the Rockefellers use, because Rockefeller gives out the Global Citizenship Awards. So here you have an internationalist voted in as a president in a national country. It's quite something. That's the music coming in for the end of the show.
Okay, thank you.
And for a very heavily sprayed sky in interior Canada, heavy spraying here at the top of the jet stream, it's good night from Hamish and myself. May your God and your gods go with you.
Gold has been.